I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program for you here today. Two different special guests, two different topics. They are related, but let's start off with my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. You're going to want to write this down, 913-563-7327. That you can call that number anywhere around the country, and Bruce and his excellent team will talk to you. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's always good to see you.
All right. Good to see you as well. And as you know, May is retirement planning month. And so we're just going to talk about that topic today. We're going to talk about what happens in your, you know, your 40s and 50s and 60s. But you wanted to kick it off by talking about younger people first, briefly, because we have a lot of parents and grandparents who are taking care of their kids and maybe interested in setting them up for a positive future by starting early.
Right. Yeah. I think if we all knew what we know now back when we were in our 20s, we'd probably do things a couple of ways different.
Yep.
So I always say it's kind of like, running a race. If you start the race strong, you don't have to work as hard to catch up towards the end. So when you're in your 20s and 30s are some things that I think are really, really important to think about. One is, get an emergency fund started so you don't have to get into the credit cards and avoid those credit cards. Try and work on a cash basis. As much as you can, you do want to have a decent credit score. That affects a lot of things a lot more than people realize, including how much you pay for your insurances and things like that. Mm. But the main thing is when you first start working, they really need to start saving in the 401k plan at work if they have one, or do your own individual IRA and get started. Because if you start saving at an early age, you don't have to save as much later to be able to retire well. So it's just critical to get started off on the right foot. One other thing, and I won't dwell on the younger people too much, but when they first buy a home, they really need to think about buying their own insurance that they own. Okay, something were to happen, get that home paid off, and when you have kids, start raising a family, you need to make sure that they're well taken care of, and you need to consider maybe a 529 plan. Again, if you start a college savings plan when the kids are first born, that'll certainly help go a long way towards helping offset that expense that a lot of parents like to help out with.
And as a dad, and I've spent a lot of money on college here lately. Starting early, really good idea.
Right. If we all would have done that.
Yeah. I wish we would have started a little bit sooner. One of my kids, and I won't say, I'm not so sure about the other three, but one of my kids is very coachable. He just turned 21, and he just joined a great company. They have a matching 401k up to a certain point. And so I told him, listen, this is something you need to do. Take it right off the top. Get used to not having that income available and just invest it and forget the thing.
Exactly.
I said, you will thank me in about 30 or 40 years. Trust me.
If they get that habit started early, then they never feel the difference.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, let's move on to the decade of someone turning 40 or someone in their 40s. And what does this look like for them?
Right. So in your 40s, most people start kind of getting into that higher earning years. And, that's the time when you can really start saving more aggressively. If you're in a 401k plan this year, and they've upped these allowable numbers. Now, if you're less than 50 years old, you can save $22,500 in your 401k plan, or if you're doing an IRA, either traditional or a Roth, you can save $6,500. So those are some bump ups from what last year was. The other things that are really important at that age, you're starting to accumulate some money. Don't get stuck in the fact that you bought Tesla 30 years ago or whatever the case might be. I'm not saying that as a specific investment, but the point is a lot of times younger people buy a specific, a couple of fad stocks they like, and then mm-hmm. they may just kind of forget about them. You really need to start thinking about diversifying your investments as you're getting older. And then that'll help potentially protect you against some of the market volatility if you've got a good mix of a lot of different asset classes. And then at this point, you really need to start getting pretty serious about paying off high interest debt. Now, of course, if you started off on the right foot and didn't get in debt in the first place, you're in good shape. But let's assume we didn't. Then let's start this getting a plan of getting out of debt. There's a lot of different strategies, either a snowball strategy or kill your highest interest payment debts first. But that's something you really, really want to attack. Just make sure you're living within your means. You really got to get serious about it when you're getting into your 40s.
I see a lot of people make that huge mistake, and they don't have the emergency fund, and then all of a sudden, the car breaks down, and there's a $1,500 repair bill, and we'll just put that on the card, and then that's really easy to get out of hand real fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are carrying minimum payments on multiple credit cards that add up to a car payment or even a home payment. So it can really get crazy on people.
And if you make the minimum payment, you're paying almost all interest, and your principal just sits there for, it doesn't go away for like 30 years or something. I mean, I've seen the calculations on that. It's if you're making a minimum payment, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they're even required to put that on your statements of what those payoff years and numbers look like if you just make the minimum. So it's a big problem out there.
But the good news is if you correct your path or your course and you're living below your means and you're saving and investing properly and you're paying cash for things, you're not racking up credit card debt and high interest debt, and you have that emergency fund, et cetera, you still have, 20, 25 years of good investment time. And like you said, that you're getting into some prime earning years when you're in your 40s. So you could do some good things there.
Yeah, and for those folks that are able to maximize that 401k, depending on your earning level, there are certain restrictions, but a lot of people are able to do a Roth IRA individually off on the side. So say that you're blessed to be able to max out your 401k at age 40 to 49. Again, this year, $22,500, but maybe you could do a Roth IRA of $6,500 off on the side. Now, there are some income limits and phase outs there, and it's different between being single and married couple, but that really gives you an additional taxable bucket out there. You've got your pre-tax money that's tax deductible, and then you've got your Roth that'd be tax-free money. It gives you some options when you get older.
Okay, and these are some of the things that you could discuss with someone calling in for some good advice, or maybe they have a plan and they want a second opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got great software tools, do great full plans for people. We can eat a simple plan or a more complex plan. And we can really fine tune exactly how much money they should put in different types of tax buckets and what that looks like for them depending on when they want to retire and a whole lot of different things like that. And we'll cover that in just a little bit further.
Yep. Okay. Reach out to Bruce Glenn with the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327 for an opinion for your own plan or maybe a second look at the plan that you currently have in place. Okay, Bruce, so let's move on to the next decade. So what have you found out about folks who have reached their 50s, and what does that look like for them?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that are good in your 50s. One thing is that you're able to make a catch-up contribution. So an example, this year we were just talking about being $22,500 if you're under age 50. When you hit 50 and over, you're able to do catch-up. So if you're in a 401k or 403b plan, on the core plan itself, you can do an additional $7,500 this year. So that gets you where you can put in $30,000 just for yourself. And then, if you're married, spouse can do the same thing. And again, you can still do that Roth account on the side if you don't hit those phase out limits, but that's really a good idea. And then the regular IRA is moving from $6,500 a year last year. Well, again, this year, but when you're over age 50, now you can go $7,500, so an additional $1,000 if you're just doing an IRA on your own, whether it be traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. So those catch-up contributions are really, really critical. And then it's also, this kind of gets into your wheelhouse, that's an age that's kind of a good age when you come to think about long-term care options.
Yep.
There are different ways to do that. And age 50, you're still young enough and hopefully healthy enough that you can qualify for some good programs. People under age 50 probably aren't going to think about it a whole lot. But age 50, I think that makes a difference.
I always say the sweet spot to purchase long-term care insurance is 55 plus or minus 5 years.
Yeah.
Our friend Dave Ramsey said, don't buy it a day before age 60. You know, buy it on your 60th birthday. I think Dave's great, but one of my concerns is you have to qualify with your good health.
Right.
And so in your mid-50s, it's pretty common to start to develop some issues that were not there prior, and some of these issues may disqualify you from being able to purchase long-term care insurance. That's the big catch, I think.
I'll tell you the exact perfect day to buy long-term care insurance.
Okay.
It's the day before you no longer can qualify for it.
See, that would just be perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
So do you have a crystal ball that could predict that?
I do. It runs a little foggy sometimes, though.
All right. So if this is resonating with you, getting your attention, reach out to Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And you could call from anywhere in the country. Bruce and his team work with clients nationwide. Here's the phone number, 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Age 50 is the magical age when it comes to financial planning. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Age 50 is the magical age when it comes to financial planning. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Bruce, what's so important or magical about the age 50, and why does that seem to be a trigger?
It's really more of a psychological thing than anything else. For whatever reason, most Americans, when they hit age 50, they wake up and go, wow, retirement is really reality. It's not that far away. It's going to happen. I need to start thinking about that. But before age 50, people just think they're still immortal and going to live forever.
Yep.
So it's kind of that magical time. But, you know, and that's, again, I mentioned a couple of these things already. That's a time where you also have the opportunity to do a catch-up contribution in your retirement plan at work or your IRAs. And it's a great time to think about that long-term care insurance if you want to, or review your life insurance that hopefully you have already in place. Make a plan. Make sure you really know if you're on track with your plan. That's the time you really got to get serious and see, how much do I have right now? What pace am I saving at? How is it invested? What time, you know, what age would I like to retire? And then try and start fine-tuning, you know, ideas about Social Security at that point, things like that. But it's really the time, because you've got enough time left that if you've undersaved, you can still make it up. But it's like anything else. If you're going to go on a trip across country, you need to have a map to know if you're going to get there on track. Well, if you don't have a plan, you don't know how much money you're really going to need. So we have a great plan that will factor in, inflation. It'll factor in your cost of living adjustments. It'll take consideration of taxes, a whole lot of different things like that that people don't really know how to figure that in.
So you have some modeling software where you can make assumptions. You can plug in all the current numbers, and then it's just math at that point. I mean, it comes to light exactly what you need to do.
Right, absolutely. And it's based on about 100 years of market history. So there are some hypothetical assumptions in there, but it's based on a lot of history.
All right. If this is getting your attention, like I know it is, reach out to Bruce Glenn with the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. This number is good anywhere in the country. They serve individual clients. They work with businesses, small, medium, and large companies, you name it, and they can help you anywhere in the country, 913-563-7327. 1-800-522-7. All right, so Bruce, we've talked about the 40s and the 50s. So what can and what should people do once they reach their 60s that can help them prepare for that inevitable retirement?
Yeah, so now we're really getting into the retirement red zone. You'll hear people talk about that quite a bit because you don't have a lot of time left. You're hoping to punch that across the end zone, be able to retire well. So that retirement software is really, really critical at this point because you need to really have an idea how much you're going to spend in retirement. And again, what is inflation going to do to that? What age would you like to retire? And then we want to fine tune, when is the best time to start Social Security? Generally speaking, if you feel like you're relatively healthy, have some longevity in your family, most people are better off waiting till they're at least their full retirement age of 67, hopefully even later till 70, because that check will keep going up. And most guys, you know, I'm going to pick on us guys for a minute. Yep. Most guys in our country, they will opt to start Social Security early. And a lot of times they were the biggest breadwinner and may have the bigger Social Security check potential. And on average, us guys are going to die sooner. Mm-hmm. Well, then if we had the bigger check, then the spouse, surviving spouse, has the option. Well, they're going to automatically step up to whatever that check was. But that check is a dramatically lower if you start at 62 on Social Security versus, you know, 70. I mean, Social Security check rises at a pace of 8% per year.
Oh, plus, wow.
Yeah, and it could be more than that depending on inflation, but it's a big difference. So we don't want a lot of little old ladies in their 90s running around with half the money they could have had because their husband, you know, passed away and took Social Security way too early.
And see, when I think about retirement, and, you know, everyone dreams of retiring and having fun and all that, but I love what I do, so I don't know if I'll ever fully retire. But
right, and I'm the same way. I mean, I own my business. I can do as I want to do. I get to travel coast to coast. I really enjoy that. You know, back to the 60s for a quick second. Roth conversions at this point, we talked about saving a Roth on the side if you could, but at this point, you're 60. So let's say, for example, a perfect scenario. Maybe somebody's going to work till 65 so they can get their Medicare, right? They're off the company plan, get the Medicare, and maybe they're going to delay starting Social Security till maybe 67 or 70. So those gap years, or if they've saved enough early, they can do a couple things. One is they can spend down some of that pre-tax 401k, which will defuse a required minimum distribution balloon note, and I'll explain that in a little bit. Hmm. But they also may be able to do some Roth conversions where you're taking that pre-tax money, you're converting it to a Roth, you're paying your taxes ahead of time. Hmm. But we have to be really careful to not hit new tax brackets that are not going to benefit in the long run. So we need to fine-tune all this stuff and make sure we really dial it in on the age of start Social Security, what you're spending down in the meantime, and if it's appropriate or not appropriate, do some Roth conversions. So those are all some pretty critical items. And Medicare supplement conversation, drug plans, as you know, in your business, just having the right drug plan that matches up with what care facility drug supplier they use. Yep. Now, your medication may not match what their supplier that the senior community is contracted with. And that could just blow people out of the water financially, too. So you got to make sure the drug plan is the right one for what you need and what you can, where your supply is from.
And one of the big issues with a Part D, Medicare Part D, is that they have different formularies. So it's really smart to work with a Medicare broker that can plug in all of it's. Again, it's another software program. Plug in all of your medications and make sure that the plan that you're interested in or the plans that you consider cover all of those at the most favorable reimbursement to you, at the lowest cost to you, the consumer.
Right. And you can't just buy that plan and forget about it. It's like investments. You know, you need to reevaluate your risk. You may need to diversify further or reduce your risk when you get older. But, you know, where you're getting your drug plan from, it may change. If you're at a senior community, for example, they may change from Walgreens to CVS or whoever, and that can make a big difference.
Okay, and then we only have about a minute. I could talk to you about this stuff for hours, by the way.
But we run off a lot, don't we?
What if you're already retired? So what should you do to make sure your money lasts throughout your entire lifetime?
Right. So the main thing is have a plan, keep monitoring it with your financial advisor or on your own. Kind of a rule of thumb is if you're at least moderately invested, stay at least less than 4% of your spending of your investable money. Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good idea. But keep monitoring the plan. Make sure your investments stay good, diversified, and allocated. And don't just forget about them because things change over time and you may need to upgrade your quality of your investments.
And like you talked about, you could get into a certain income category that all of a sudden the taxes are much higher, and maybe that wasn't a good move. So this can get really complex, can it?
Right. And we spoke about those RMDs and giving to your charity directly and a lot of things like that that we probably don't have time to get into today. But there's a lot of things that you can help defuse that required minimum distribution balloon note, as I call it, when you are forced to take money out of your pre-tax money and start paying tax. It can really kick you into a higher bracket, increase Medicare premium.
All right, Mr. Bruce Glenn, the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. If this sounds complex, that's because it is, right? So reach out to someone who knows in and out exactly what to do, what to look for, and how to help you to put you in your most favorable position. 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for coming in today. I really appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Good to see you.
All right. We're going to have a whole lot more coming up next. You do not want to miss the second half of the program, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcast of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk with a wonderful gentleman, Mr. Glenn Smith. He's the attorney and owner of Lifescape Law and Development. And Glenn, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. It's awesome to be here.
All right, I've been wanting to have you on the program, and I definitely want to have you back because I think we're just going to barely scratch the surface on all the stuff that I think we should talk about.
I agree.
So, all right. So for our listeners, again, anywhere in the country, write this information down. Go to the website. You spell it exactly like it sounds. LifescapeLaw.com. LifescapeLaw.com. You could also give a call at 816-291-4143. That's 816-291-4143. And Lifescape Law and Development and Glenn Smith, and they have a wonderful team there. They serve individuals and families in the Kansas City metro area, on the Kansas and the Missouri side, north of the river, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're outside of this area, you're like, well, wait a minute. This sounds interesting. How can I find an attorney with the similar approach? Well, you're going to want to stay tuned because I'm going to provide that information as well. So, Glenn, let's jump right in and with the basic question, because your firm is very, very different, which I just think is incredible. What is a life care planning law firm?
Life care planning law firm is a holistic, multidisciplinary team that creates, designs, and implements life plans. A life plan is a master plan that coordinates and integrates health, housing, finances, legal, and family issues in order to maximize your health, wealth, independence, and dignity, and to avoid going broke, finding yourself in an institution, and to avoid becoming a burden on everybody you love.
Oh, wow. So that sounds this may be simplistic, but a very holistic approach. I mean, you're looking from A to Z, and you're addressing all of the above.
Exactly. And we were talking a little earlier about how families have different consultants or advisors in their life. But the problem is you can do all those things right with each of your financial advisor, your doctor, your attorney, but they don't talk to one another.
Yeah.
They don't know which one's doing what, and that's somewhat like our healthcare system. It's all based on silos, and our plans fail, even though we've done what we thought and what we're told, all the right things.
Well, it's interesting. The analogy just came to mind if you're building a house. Who is the general contractor? The general contractor looks at the entire project. from the foundation to the shingles on the roof. And if you don't have a general contractor and you have someone doing this part of it and someone doing that part of it, you're probably not going to end up with the best overall structure or product at the end of the day.
That's a perfect analogy. And that's what we find in our culture. Things are not coordinated. People don't speak to one another. There is no mass plan or master plan. And it is really sad to have some of the conversations that we deal with or situations. And you want to say, well, if you had come about 10 or 15 years ago, we wouldn't be where we are. We have a saying in my work, and that is, if you don't do what you need to do when you need to do it, somebody else will do it for you. The government, the insurance companies, or the courts, and you're not going to like it.
No. And any time you have the opportunity to call your own shot, I mean, obviously everyone wants to do that. But if you have had some advice, maybe you set up a trust and now it's not the right type of a trust. And now maybe you're kind of stuck with that. Maybe it can't be altered. I mean, there are all sorts of examples. You might be very sad at some point.
Exactly.
At some point. So, okay. So how is your firm different from the traditional, elder law firm or estate planning firm? I mean, obviously you look at a lot more issues and a lot more situations than maybe something that specific, but how is it different and how would you best differentiate that, I guess?
Yeah, I think it would say the layers of services provided. Estate planning for a lot of folks is a transactional business. You come in, we do the documents, you leave. Elder counsel, elder law, is a group of practices that relate to the aging process, but it's typically geared towards finances. Whereas life care planning involves estate planning, elder law, special needs planning, and the health aspect, and that is preventative health. Housing, making sure your housing matches what your level of care need is. It looks at finances. How do you spend your money? We've been listening to Bruce talk about that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So the difference is life care planning is all those things plus.
All right. And so, again, if this is getting your attention, you're like, well, wait a minute. I didn't even know a law firm like this existed. If this is something new to you, reach out to Glenn Smith and the wonderful team at Lifescape. I got to get this right. Okay, Lifescape Law and Development. You could go to lifescapelaw.com or you could call 816-291-4143. And now, Glenn, you are part of the Life Care Planning Law Firms Association. That's a mouthful.
It is.
But you're one of the members, and they have quite a few members around the country.
They do. We're the only life care planning firm in this region, but there are several, particularly on the coast. Uh-huh. Coasts were a little bit more progressive when it comes to the issues that we're dealing with, particularly if you're paying $18,000 to $19,000 a month for skilled care. Here in the Midwest, it's in the tune of $7,000 to $13,000 a month. But it's becoming more prevalent because of the cost of the care and the cultural issues that we're trying to deal with today.
Okay. All right. So, again, Lifescape Law and Development here in the Kansas City area at lifescapelaw.com, or you could dial 816-291-4143. If you're somewhere else outside of the Kansas City area, this is the information. So first of all, it's the Life Care Planning Law Firms Association. You could go to lcplfa.org. That's Life Care Planning Law Firms Association.org. Or here's the phone number, 520-302-9253. And I'll give you that number a little bit later on as well. But you could just reach out to them. I went on the website and you could say, okay, I'm in, you know, St. Louis, Missouri, or Dallas, Texas, or wherever. And if there is an attorney or a law firm like this with this holistic approach in that area, their information is going to be right there. Boom, you can click it, jump right to their website and reach out for a consultation. So, Glenn, tell us about a typical typical client in need of your services, and what are some of the ways that you're able to service and support that client? Or maybe it's a couple, maybe it's a family.
Sarah and Robert. Sarah gave us a call because Robert had been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and they had done what most families do, and that is they consulted with their physician. And Sarah came to me because there came a day where Robert was unable to remember the account numbers and the passwords to get to their finances online.
Mm.
And she was stuck, unable to do the pay the bills.
Yeah.
And it was getting to the point where Robert was being aggressive. And so when she walked in our office, she was literally weeping and crying. And I mean, she had been doing this for a long time. She had sworn to be faithful to her husband, but caregiving is very difficult. So we stepped in, and our life care planners, first of all, focused on her, trying to give her some respite care. Second, figure out how to get to the finances. And then we set out a planning for how to get the best health for Robert and her,
mm-hmm.
give her a life care planner, give her health and wellness coaching. And then we set up an asset protection plan in order for them to keep all their assets and get the government to pay for their care. And in essence, it was to give her a sense of peace. So that's a typical case. In addition, we have cases where we have a couple that they have a 27-year-old special needs child, and they're in their 50s and they're starting to ask the question, who's going to take care of our baby when we're not around?
And with that, let's go ahead and answer that important question on the other side. Let's not forget about our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Elder law and estate planning are the same thing. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Elder law and estate planning are the same thing. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Glenn? Why is that answer false? What is the difference between elder law and estate planning?
Estate planning is generally geared towards what happens to your stuff when you die, with okay. a little talk about some powers of attorney, whereas elder law relates to specific issues in the aging process. And as a practical matter today, it typically focuses on the finances of long-term care. And there's a lot of things elder lawyers do, whereas life care planning adds another layer, which is very relational and long-term. And we were talking about what are some of the typical
yeah.
clients for a life care planning firm. Mm-hmm. And the one that we find frequently is mom and dad have a son with special needs. And say they're in their 20s. They get to the point, the parents do, when they start asking, who's going to take care of my baby
mm-hmm.
when we're not around? And sometimes there's a sibling that you may ask to step up, but it's very difficult because someone's got to make sure that that child gets the care and the love and the attention that was given typically by the parents over a long period of time. So a life care planning firm is going to have to type of resources, your RNs, your social workers, your gerontologist, these dietitians that can come along beside a person with special needs to get them to the hospital, to get them to the their appointments on time. And then I think another area is when there's this growing population of people that don't have people. It's the couple or the individual that's outlived everyone. They never married. They didn't have children. And they're starting to ask, who's going to take care of me when I get to that age? Mm-hmm. So those are some of the types of clients. One that is frequent is a son or daughter that's in their 50s.
Mm-hmm.
They have a parents that are showing signs of dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, which is, we call it the long goodbye,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know what to do. And frequently it falls on the daughters or daughter-in-laws. Everybody assumes they're going to step up and do all the laid work, and that is really unfair. So a life care planning firm comes along beside the children and hopefully early enough with the parents to make decisions as to, for example, mom and dad, what are some of the trigger events that would need to occur for you to give up your keys?
Mm.
And mom and dad, we're going to write those down, and I'm going to ask you to sign those so that when those happen, you see your own handwriting. What are some of the signs that are trigger events would occur when you need to move from your home, which are two very personal mm-hmm. decisions? And frequently, unless it's decided early on, mom and dad will not be very conducive to doing the right thing, even if they are endangered by not moving, by not giving up the keys. And then the kids are left up with some really difficult decisions. Frequently, the question is, they come in and they tell me mom and dad are doing silly things. What are my options? Because mom and dad are refusing to do reasonable things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell them that you have two choices. One, you can go to probate court and file a conservatorship action, and there will be a trial. You will have to testify, and what's almost guaranteed is your parents will hate you for the rest of your life. The second choice is to wait for that trigger event, a fall, car accident, or they have to go to rehab. And almost 100% of the time, they choose the second route. They just cannot visualize taking mom and dad to court. So what we're trying to do is get mom and dad involved in the decision-making process while they still can.
Early enough to where it's going to be effective. And so as you're sitting here telling that story earlier in the week, I'm working with a family for the second time. I helped them place their mom in assisted living, memory care. She's thriving. She's doing wonderfully. And frankly, away from her husband, nothing against her husband, but she's just doing great. And now it's time for him to move, and he's dragging his feet, and we have triggering events. If he were to sign one of those documents, I'm sitting here going, that document's worth gold. If he would have signed that, his daughter wouldn't be so frustrated and right now about to pull her hair out, because now she's waiting for the triggering event, exactly like you said, for her dad. And she said, something's going to happen, Steve, and then I'll call you, and then we'll move. We'll just have to move real fast. I would rather be proactive like we were with my mom, but it kind of is what it is. So you just described a situation that they just would have benefited so much from that thoughtful and proactive planning.
Very few people want to put their children or their spouse or partner in a situation where they're at risk or, you know, they're going to be a burden, broken, institutionalized in a cold place. But for some reason, I had a family a few years ago. He was pulled over 5 times in Liberty because he couldn't find his way home.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fifth time, the police wouldn't take him home. So yeah. I was getting a call from the doctor, and I said, so what kind of documents does he have in place? And she said, none.
Mm.
I said, how long has Dad been dealing with this? About 9 years. And I said, why didn't you talk to your dad about these things? And she said, I didn't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk about it, and I didn't want to bring it up. And frankly, at that point, I wanted to spank the 50-something-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was very little good news at that point.
Yeah.
If they would have just addressed it early on. You know, we're the oldest generation in history. We're the wealthiest. We're the healthiest. And with longevity comes some cost. Most of us are just not going to go to bed one night and wake up. And so I think the more of us realize that gift of longevity equals we're going to have to plan better. We need to have these discussions and do it early enough to where you're not embarrassing your parents, but it needs to be had.
Well, and it is the difficult decision, but I'm sure that you could help that daughter or those family members maybe, you know, bridge that gap and maybe help them with that tough discussion.
Absolutely.
At least open that up. That I'm sure that's part of what you, you provide.
Well, part of it is looking at mom and dad and saying, do you really want to put your wife or your husband at risk for your failure to plan? How foolish do you think this is going to look?
Yep.
In your right mind, could you imagine doing this to the people you love? Do you really want to be a burden on your kids?
Mr. Glenn Smith, he's the attorney and owner of Lifescape Law and Development at lifescapelaw.com or 816-291-4143. And if you're outside of the Kansas City area, 520-302-9253, lcplfa.org to find a similar law firm in your area. And Glenn, thanks so much for coming in today. And if you would, I want to have you back. I want to talk a whole lot more about this in the future.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's been my privilege.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.